Are you 50 plus, stuck in the 9-to-5 world and looking for something more fulfilling? Maybe you've already retired and are seeking a new purpose in life. Have you thought about starting your own business? Welcome to Silver Linings with your host, Karen George, here on Inspired News Radio. During each show, Karen will talk with fascinating people who've started new businesses after the age of 50. You'll hear their stories, find out what prompted them to start their businesses, and hopefully take away some nuggets of wisdom that will assist you in the search of your own silver linings. And now, the host of Silver Linings, Karen George.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Karen. I'm so glad you could join me for this week's episode of Silver Linings. I've got a treat in store for you. My guests today are entrepreneurs and twin sisters, Wendy Wortham and Cindy Daniel, owners of Texas Twins Event. Ladies, welcome.
Hi.
Please start us off by telling us about yourselves. I know that you have lived a lot of life in your years. So give us the Cliff Notes version if you could.
Well, we've been in sales all of our life, pretty much. I worked in sales and the entertainment industry as a commercial model. And we found that the one thing that we had to do, because we left home at a very early age, was eat. So we were waitresses. So we've always been in a service-related industry. We went from being waitresses to learning that sales really where we were going to make our money. And so we went into sales, and we spent 30 years in the sales industry. And I became sick with thyroid cancer. And my son left home, and we were downsizing, and he decided to get married at the worst possible time for me. And that's when we realized that there weren't any affordable options for people out there and decided to do something about it.
So what happened?
Well, we sold our oversized home. My husband's a builder and a developer, and I used a portion of that. And while I was at Baylor Hospital getting ready for my full thyroidectomy, I told Cindy, if I'm alive after this, we're going to start a people over profit based business and help people like us who don't have family or friends or money, and help everyone enjoy a dream event, regardless of what their income might be.
Oh, that's wonderful. So
that was the first business, Texas Twins Events.
Uh-huh.
But then we came upon hurdles of people saying they didn't have any money. And so Wendy rebranded and expanded, and we started the Pawning Planners, where we took trades on event services. We bartered.
We bartered event services. And we were experienced appraisers because we had been flipping stuff since we were in our 20s.
Mm-hmm.
So we knew the value. We had been selling for 30 years. We knew the value. We knew what it took to make something market ready. We weren't afraid to get our hands dirty and flip stuff. So when someone would tell us, well, you know what? I don't even have any money to afford your low-cost options. We said, well, that's great. We're going to meet you at your house, and we're going to go through your stuff, and we're going to find something.
And you'd be surprised how many times people come up with some money real quick.
They didn't want us going through their house.
We went to this one. And, well, you know what happened? I call it manchus, moochers, and morons, because this lady, she wanted a free event, and we rolled up there, and I done thought we was lost. Because these people live in mansions and a brand new Mercedes with paper plates was sitting in the driveway.
And he goes, this lady.
That's it.
And that was a turning point for us because we were helping people at our own expense for 3 years that had money and could afford to pay us, but knew we were soft-hearted. And since, you know, it wasn't going to affect our lifestyle, whether we got paid or not, because we didn't have to work. Cindy goes, you know what? We need to qualify her. We need to qualify these people and figure out whether they're truly needy or if they're just trying to take advantage of a system that we help everybody. So when we created the Pawning Planners, their option, if they told us they didn't want any, I don't have any money, we'd say, okay, well, here's when we're available. We're going to drive in and we're going to go through your house and we're going to find something of similar value, and we're going to flip it to cover the expense involved for us to do photos. You know, we have staff, and they're not volunteers. Right. They have to get paid. So
yes, that really
it eliminated a lot of that. Well, I want this, but I don't have any money. Yeah. So we kind of fixed the working for free for people just because they told us they didn't have any money. So when we're interviewed or when we're talking to media, they always ask us, well, why do you help poor people? I said, well, someone has to help them. And we're willing to help anybody. But in return, what are they willing to do in exchange for services? So appraisal appointments, appraising items, and flipping items at Texas Twins Treasures is how we make bartering work for people who really, truly don't have any money. And in certain situations, we do funerals and we donate silk arrangements for families who can't afford to provide their own flowers or have a celebrant.
Right.
And we do those type of things, and especially things involving children, as volunteers, because we believe in giving back to our community. When it came to people that had a lot of money that decided that, okay, well, we're just going to hire you for an efficient, but we want you to also be a planner. We need two photographers.
We need a bodyguard.
We need security on site and things like this. I was very surprised. And I said, you don't hire an efficient and get 10 people to show up on site.
You know, the reality is this. Without common sense, your wealth today can become your poverty tomorrow. You know?
Right.
We clarify that simply because we have a team doesn't mean you hire one photographer and get an efficient and get a planner and get a floral design. No, that's not how it works. We have a team because we can help you whether you have two people at your event or 1,000. So our team works individually on large events. I have them book the team because open bar events are the only time we've ever encountered problems on location.
And we've had some problems.
We have had some problems.
Yes, I was just thinking about that as you were talking. I do read your blog, so I know that you talk about different things that have happened at your events. So,
oh, yeah.
It's kind of surprising. You know, for us, I never expected someone to get in a drunken brawl and people to get arrested on site. Wow. But I had warned my client that if you have an open bar, it's like an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Right.
People are going to take advantage of that. They're not going to know their limits. Someone's going to get drunk. There's people at your event that don't get along. I was already well aware of that. And I knew going in that there would be challenges. So I said, additionally, you're going to have to hire staff. We're going to need a minimum of 6 people on location at this event. And due to the number, you know, she had almost 300 people.
Wow.
We didn't have nearly the security we should have had. We should have had 4 security people. So I, you know, that just happened really quick, quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Trouble usually escalates quickly.
Yes, yes.
Fingers of whiskey can cause a 5-finger brawl.
And did.
Right.
So I was trying to separate the people who were fighting and ended up getting thrown over a chair. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Good times. And then again, we had to rebrand again because some lady called us and she said that she wanted to have a wedding. And Wendy said, what's the location? And she looked it up and it was a prison. And we both looked at each other.
So I said, this lady needs help. She's coming to us for help. Years ago, when we started Texas Twins Events, our goal has always been to help anyone. So I went to the process to help people get married in a prison. And it was, to me, there was never any question about it. This lady needed help. She was coming to us and I wasn't going to tell her no. I was a little intimidated because I had never been in a prison in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I had only seen them on television. And what I had seen was, you know,
bad,
pretty scary. So I was trying to talk myself through, okay, you're going to get out. They're going to open that door. It's going to be okay. And when I went to the prison, it was a minimum security unit. So
So you're like, this is easy.
I drove right by it because that's not what I was looking for. I was looking for a bird's nest and razor wire.
Right, right.
And I thought, surely it says I'm here, but that can't be the prison. So I turned around and looked, and it was the prison. And I pulled in there like I was driving to the mall. No one stopped me. No one searched my, nothing, nothing I thought was happened. And I was like, I got myself all worked up for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went in and the steel door closed behind me and I almost fell into the person in front of me because I hadn't heard that sound. And someone reminded me it's on a television show, the sound of the steel door closing. And it was fine. It was fine. They were wonderful people. I got myself all worked up about, you know, what I envisioned the prison to be. 3 days later, I was actually at the vision I expected the prison to be in Tennessee Colony at Michael Unit, also known with a history, kind of a sordid history of being the toughest prison in Texas.
And,
you know, in defense of Michael Unit, that was written by somebody who hadn't been to all the units in Texas, because there's several. When we decided to rebrand and start doing inmate weddings at prisons and county jails, and we got
that took over the majority of our business.
It did.
Oh, wow.
We were busier than a one-armed cattleman during branding season.
Because it fit perfectly with our existing clients and schedule, because we're normally booked 2 years out, and wow, our other clients were weekends and evenings. You know, their rehearsals take place on evening, their events take place on the weekend, and prison weddings take place Monday through Friday. So I looked at Cindy, I go, it's fate. This is right. A perfect, absolutely perfect fit to our existing schedule. It's like, it was meant to be.
It was a blessing.
It was a blessing.
What did you have to go through to become qualified to do that, to perform?
Well, you go through a process and a background check. Every state's different of what they require. And then they approve you to go in. And in certain cases, you know, like if there's a lockdown, I still can go into the prison and conduct a wedding ceremony. So there's certain cases where you can't, based on the degree of the lockdown. So that takes some time. Learning and educating yourself to the prison wedding planning process is far more complicated, because there will be problems. And understanding the administrative directive and the rules of procedure set forth for
it's a lot of stuff. Oh my God, people call her nonstop, and she has a photographic memory. She can read something once, and she knows all these laws just by reading them once.
Wow.
I can't do that.
It's essential in this
to know, because if you don't, you'll be the one behind bars.
You cannot make a mistake.
You can't.
There are no mistakes. Uh-huh. None. So when someone calls me and says, well, there's a CLM status and he's listed as being married to someone else, I have to walk her through it. Or somebody calls me and goes, well, Ellis Unit said they're only doing unsworn affidavits and they won't do a notarized absentee affidavit. Then I have to go through and find a solution for my client. Because failure's not an option. They entrusted me to marry them in a prison, and I will find it if I have to read 700 pages to do it.
And she does that a lot. There ain't no slack in her lasso.
There's nothing easy about doing weddings at all.
Not for them.
Someone can make a mistake on a marriage license and think it's nothing. I found this out quite frequently. Someone called me and goes, I've decided to start doing weddings and I just need you to tell me what I need to do. No, honey. I am a consultant with Gershman Lehman Group and I get paid to tell people how to perform a function. I don't do that for free.
Right.
When somebody makes a mistake, and they do, on a marriage license, then the people who thought they were legally married aren't. And they sue the person that made that mistake. and then they call me to marry them. They can't obtain insurance. They have no legal remedies. If someone dies, they're really in a lot of trouble.
I'm sure.
They've just given up a bunch of their assets. So when we went into the wedding and events industry, we went in with my knowledge of legal theory and civil remedies intact. As a child, I had a chronic stutter, so I didn't talk. What I did do was read. I read phone books. I read dictionaries. I read law books.
I didn't read anything. I was outside playing.
For me, my escape was in education and educating myself. And that was one of the things I excelled at in any industry I ever worked in, because while other salespeople were, you know, kind of faking it and not really educated about the product, I could special order that product. I could handle the warranty with that product. I could handle every aspect of that sale.
You're using all the knowledge that you've acquired in other situations to benefit you in your event plan. Well, actually, you do other things besides that. We were talking the other day and you said you do estate liquidations.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. And sometimes people come to us and they can't afford to keep storing their possessions. They've been paying storage for 20 years. They can't afford to keep doing that. We had one lady that was a hoarder. And
we've had a few. What are you talking about?
No, the one that wouldn't let us take anything out of the house.
Oh, God, she was weird.
She called us and she said, I don't want to leave this to my kids to deal with. And then when we
went. The reality was her kids didn't want it.
Yes. And so we went over there. We tried to tell her, you know, what needed to go. There were empty boxes and bottles and things. And she would not. You know, if you picked up one thing, she'd start crying and say, oh, no, I can't let that go. And I called her son and I said, your mother has complicated grief syndrome. And he goes, I don't know what that is. And I said, she needs counseling. And once you get her into counseling, she will be able to accept that your father, her husband, is gone. He's never coming back. And holding on to these items isn't going to change that. 6 months later, we went back. And she was able to move on.
Oh, wow. That's great.
So recognizing unique situations is essential to what we do. We have to listen. I ask a lot of questions. Sometimes people wonder why I'm asking so many questions. Mm-hmm. Is there some family that doesn't get along? Is there someone in your family who's a recovering alcoholic? Did you think about that when you wanted an open bar?
Right.
Yeah. So I think in a circle, really everything we do is in a circle, because if you have an opening in that circle, something wrong or unexpected is going to occur. We had someone that I had married that contacted me and told me that she wanted us to do a baptism. And at the time, she could have no idea that that child was going to have trisomy. And she lost the baby. And it was devastating for her. Even now, I have some people who come to us and I'm like, this is a great military family. They want to adopt a child. They're serious about adopting a child. If you know someone, please contact them, because the loss was devastating. It was something.
She never recovered. To this day, she ain't.
That she couldn't recover.
But Wendy performed the funeral for free and the baptism and everything else.
There are certain situations where money's the last thing I'm thinking about.
Right.
As I'm emotionally connected to what they're going through. And sometimes people come to us and they have a really expensive event and the mother or the parents or even the bride are so accustomed to calling us and talking to us every day that when the event's over, they feel a sense of loss. And I call that post-event depression, because they just spent tens of thousands of dollars on one day, or 4 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours,
however the rehearsal lasts.
And now it's gone. It's gone. And they don't know what to do. They just married their son or daughter off and they just wrote this big check. And they are experiencing buyer's remorse because the balloon popped.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to help direct them to seek counseling, volunteer, find something else to occupy their time, because people call us all day long, especially when they're in the planning process. They're calling, they're emailing, they're sending us pictures, they're out looking at things, and they interact with us on such a regular basis that we become a fabric of their life. We're on speed dial.
You know, I wish Pinterest had prices on it, because a lot of folks, that usually the ones on a budget, they see all kinds of stuff on Pinterest and then they call us and go, hey, I want that. Okay, well, do you know how much that's going to cost?
Well, I just wanted to ask you real quickly, actually, we're coming up to our time limit in just a few minutes, but I did want to ask you, what advice do you have for people over 50 who are wanting to start a business? Is there something that you should have done, like a different order that you should have done things, or what can you tell people over 50 who are starting a business?
I think the best thing we can tell people over 50 is to be versatile.
Yeah.
To adapt. We did. We never planned on rebranding and expanding over and over again, but we did because the demand was there. Referral business is the best advertising you're ever going to get.
Don't pay for advertising.
Don't pay for advertising. Save
your
money. If
you're good at what you do, you're going to get customers.
You're going to get customers, and you're going to get repeat customers, and people are going to refer their friends. We've never advertised ever. And our business has grown and grown and grown year after year.
A true entrepreneur will use any obstacle as a vehicle for success. They're going to have to. If you believe in something truly, you are going to succeed, no matter what it is.
If you're passionate about what you want to do, and you're willing to sacrifice your time and your efforts and be dedicated, you're going to succeed. And as you're older, use that education and your life learning skills of what you've been through and what you've noticed in business, in your own business.
Right.
It's important.
Failures are the seeds you sow before reaping a harvest of success.
Yes.
And that's a fact.
Yes, I love that. I love that. How can people learn more about you and your businesses?
Well, they can, we're all over the internet. They can visit us at www.texastwinsevents.com, or they can go to thepawningplanners.com or tdcjefficient.com. And of course they can follow us on social media. We're on Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook. We're all over the place. But what we want to see is other people succeed, especially people that are over 50 in their twilight.
Absolutely. Those are the years that count.
Those are the years that count. You've got a lot of life learning. You've got a lot of things going.
You have a lot of experience to give.
Right.
Experience is priceless.
It is.
It is. Experience, I would say, outweighs education in a lot of situations, because you have learned things that you're never going to learn in a book.
Right.
Now, when it comes to legal things, those are things I wasn't planning to ever use. I was just interested in, you know, European law and whatever. It interested me. Did I ever think I'd be using it in life and in business? No, I didn't. But it was fate. It was meant to be. It was kind of like prison weddings fitting into our schedule. We always plan to do weddings, and that's not what happened at all. You know, we wound up doing estate liquidations and rent parties for people who couldn't afford to pay their mortgage. And we had people come to us with such
outlandish,
unique requests that I told Cindy, I go, well, this wasn't what we planned to do. And she goes, well, let's saddle up and ride on.
Well, I think we're going to have to leave it there. Our time's about up, but Wendy, Cindy, thank you so much for being a part of Silver Linings today. This has been fun.
Well, hey, we appreciate you, honey.
You've been listening to Silver Linings on InspiredNewsRadio.com with your host, Karen George. Tune in regularly to hear more stories from people who have started businesses after age 50. Remember, it's never too late to find your silver linings.